We're going to take a step back from today's news right now to continue our conversation about miscarriages. Yesterday, we spoke with Dr. Michael Green, an expert in obstetrics, about miscarriages and why they happen and how prevalent they are. Today, we want to hear from a woman who has had several miscarriages, and we want to note that this conversation may not be suitable for all ears. Karen Gibbons is a mother of two. She's from Stoughton, Massachusetts, and joins us now. And Karen, you had two miscarriages before your first child was born. For those first two pregnancies, which happened, the miscarriages happened early on in the pregnancy, did you tell anyone you were expecting?
For the first two miscarriages, the first two pregnancies, we didn't tell anyone. A lot of friends that I knew, they always talked about like, oh, you wait until you're in past the first trimester to tell people just in case something happens. So we did the same thing. We said, let's not tell anyone. We'll wait until after we're past the first trimester just in case something happens, not really thinking anything's going to happen. The problem with doing that for me was that when we did lose the pregnancies, we had no support system in play. There was no no one knew what we were going through. And I had really, other than my husband, I didn't have anyone to turn to. And that was difficult because I would sometimes just burst into tears to what other people saw as no reason. You know, somebody would tell me that they were pregnant and I'd have to leave the room because I could feel the tears starting. Hmm. So that was difficult, putting yourself in that position with no support system.
But with the third pregnancy,
correct,
in 2005,
yes,
you did tell people from the start.
We found out we were pregnant in February of 2005. And yes, immediately we told our family, our friends. I told my husband actually still wanted to wait. And I told him, I can't. I need to have people know what's going on. I need people to know this because if something goes wrong this time, I need to have friends and family around us to support us through this. And we were fortunate because this pregnancy went on to give us a beautiful son.
And what was that like to after going through these two miscarriages, mm-hmm, to finally pass the point where you'd had the miscarriage,
yes,
before and realize that at least up until that point, the pregnancy was still a go?
Prior to getting to the 10 weeks where I had miscarried before, I was terrified. Every single cramp I had, every little twinge, you immediately start going, am I going to miscarry again? I didn't have morning sickness at all, which to most women would be a blessing. But for me, it felt like one more thing that was telling me, is there something wrong? Why don't I have morning sickness? Is it because, you know, there's something wrong with the pregnancy? We did find that once we got past that point, the 10-week mark, we started to relax a little bit. And then when we saw the heartbeat for the first time on an ultrasound, that really kind of gave us a lot more comfort. And then I allowed myself to enjoy the pregnancy, and it was the best experience of my life.
And you had your son, Neil, who is now 8 years old. And then you tried to get pregnant again.
We did. We decided to start trying to get pregnant again almost immediately after Neil was born. And it took a couple of years before we did get pregnant with a second child. And it was 2007. And unfortunately, once again, at 6 weeks, I miscarried that pregnancy.
So after that miscarriage, mm-hmm, you then got pregnant again?
Yes. This time we got pregnant. It was 2009, so 2 years later. We got pregnant again, and that pregnancy resulted in my wonderful son, John.
Who's now 4 years old.
He is now four, yeah. That was a stressful pregnancy, one, because, again, you have those fears of having another miscarriage. Also, the miscarriage that I had in 2007 had created a lot of complications. I ended up having to have three procedures called a DNC, dilage and curettage, where the doctor would go in and remove the contents of the uterus, and I had to have that done three times, and that caused a lot of issues. So the whole pregnancy with my second son was it was a high-risk pregnancy, so they were watching me very carefully. That, in one way, though, that was actually a comfort because I was getting ultrasounds constantly and seeing that I had a healthy baby growing there. So,
now, I imagine there are some women listening to this who are surprised that they're hearing all of this because very often, women just don't talk about this kind of thing. You don't hear the stories of miscarriages, mm-hmm, which may be why many people get so concerned when they have a miscarriage, because they're worried that this is happening to them and it's not as common as it is.
That is so true. It is still, after all these years, it's still considered such a taboo topic. People don't talk about it when they have miscarriages. And so you feel alone. You're going through this grieving and you feel like you're the only one that's going through that, or that you're the only one that's been through it. And what ends up happening is when you do start to tell your story, you start to realize how many other people have gone through it. It's amazing how many people, when I did tell my story, I would hear, oh, we did too. You know, we had one before our child, or we had multiple miscarriages, or my mom had them, or, you know, it just, there's so many women, because it is, it's very, very common. One thing that I did do after the miscarriage in 2007 was before I could even begin to try again, I knew that I just needed to get some help. I had my support system of friends and family, but I needed more than that. So I went looking for a support group. And they do exist. I found a wonderful support group for perinatal loss. So it covered miscarriages or pregnancy losses later in the pregnancy as well. And I really got a lot of support from that. One of the things that the moderator had always said was, there's healing in telling your story. And I find that that's very true. The more you tell your story and tell people what's happened to you, the more you start to feel some healing.
Well, why do you think so many women don't tell that story then?
I think partly because it's the kind of loss that you can't see. When you lose, say, a parent, you know, if people knew that parent, it was a person. Or if you lost your child, it's a person. But a lot of times, I think some people don't see a miscarriage as really being a person. You never saw the baby. You never were able to hold your baby. The grief that you feel can be very strong. You feel like you lost your child. You have lost your child, but because the attitudes that you see out there, the doctors that tell you to be grateful because you were only miscarried at 10 weeks, or the people who question why you're so upset because you never got to hold that baby, it makes you feel like you really shouldn't be grieving that much.
You not only went on to have a couple of kids after this whole experience, but you also started a new career. Tell us about that.
I did. During this time when I was going through all this, I actually was working as an actuarial analyst in insurance. And when I was going through all of the miscarriages and as well as going through the births of my sons, I encountered so many nurses that just provided me with so much compassionate care that really let me talk about what I was going through and just let me have my tears and let me grieve. And I wanted to then go on and provide that to other patients.
Do that for others.
Yes, exactly.
And what will you tell women who do have miscarriages in your capacity as a nurse?
If I'm fortunate enough to work in that field, I will tell them that they should allow themselves to grieve. Don't let anyone set a timeline for you. Don't let anyone tell you that you don't have the right to grieve. This was your child. This was your hopes and your dreams. And you have every right to grieve that and to allow yourself to feel that. I would encourage them to also, you know, make sure they have a support system in place. Make sure they have friends and family that can support them. I would encourage them to consider looking into a support group because there is healing in telling your story.
Karen Gibbons, who's been sharing her story of having a number of miscarriages, but also two sons, 8-year-old Neil and 4-year-old John, doing well, and Karen on her way to becoming a nurse. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
And if you missed yesterday's conversation with the chief of obstetrics at Massachusetts General Hospital, it's at hereandnow.org.